It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Hey, welcome. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. And I think summer's upon us. We passed the solstice, so here we are, and I hope you're getting ready to do some grilling in your backyard today, because tis the season. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. Conrad, we are happy to be here and try and bring you a little entertainment, information, maybe some tips and techniques, some ideas for your back deck, for your next family get-together, or the next time you want to impress Mama.
Yeah, or if your brother-in-law comes over. Right, because he's always going to be hungry and want some of your cold beer and doesn't bring either.
Is he still coming to your house?
No, this was my past, but I know the guy's got him. Right? No, my brother-in-law is great, but he's in Alabama, so he doesn't stop by.
And he's not listening, so you can say whatever you want.
Right, yeah.
Hey, today we're going to talk about Independence Day ideas, and it's a wonderful celebration, but it's also a perfect time to grill.
Yeah, it should be. You know, with the 4th of July actually being on Tuesday, I think the whole world will have Monday off too, maybe. I don't know. Not everybody. I think I'm going to have it off. So, you know, that's a four-day weekend now. And, man, you can do some pretty fun grilling if you trying to take on something a little more complicated, because you got time to tend to it, but rather than just burgers and dogs. So we might talk a little bit about that. Before we get started with that, Bob, I got to tell you something that happened last Saturday night. It was the damnedest thing. We're having, I got that little pizza oven. I got like 8 or 10 people sitting around, and we're making pizzas, trying to perfect my skills on that thing. And it's like 8 o'clock at night. We're done. We're wrapped up. We closed the pool, pulled the solar cover over the top. Mm-hmm. We're all just sitting around. In comes this Drake Mallard and lands on top of my solar cover on my pool.
And got frustrated.
No, he got the crap scared out of him, literally and figuratively, because my lab saw it happen. Two big bounds, wham, right in the middle of that pool cover.
Did you get it?
Nope. He flew away, but he left a little deposit.
I bet.
And but the problem is that pool cover wrapped right around the dog.
Sure.
And, I mean, she's a lab, and she's strong, but she was
pawn. She's old.
Well, no, she's only three. But no, she was pawn to get out of it.
Didn't cut it up, did she?
Nope, she didn't. Thank goodness. But because it's brand new. But I had to get in there and get her, because she was just doing all her pawn, and that thing was just swallowing her up. It was crazy to watch that all happen
at the deep end too.
Yeah, yep, that's exactly
great.
Right. Yeah. So I grabbed her and pulled her out and got her out. No harm done with the dog or the cover, but. It was crazy.
You didn't like strip down before you did it.
No. I went in. I just went in because it was all happening really fast. But just weird that a duck would land on my pool with all those people around.
Well, I mean, where you're at.
Yeah.
In the city.
Yeah. Even
there's not a lot of water.
Right. Yeah.
In your neighborhood, there's probably one of the few pools. So.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, oh, blue.
Yeah. But it was crazy. But anyway, so no harm done. But that was a little excitement I had last weekend, and. It was a lot of
that's
not
rich.
To do about nothing.
That's
but,
rich.
Yeah.
I had 200 wild folks to feed last Saturday, and they ate 80 pounds a hog.
Wow.
80 pounds a hog.
That's like a third to almost a half a pound
person,
right?
There might have been more than 200. We booked it for 200, but you know how that goes.
All shoulders?
Yeah.
So
this used to be a hog roast.
Yeah.
And I talked the guy into letting me do some butts for him once finally. But, you know, it was such a tradition. It's called the hog roast.
Okay.
That he was afraid that, you know, it would be too fake. And the people went nuts over the meat.
Oh, goes, yeah. It's so
oh,
much
yeah,
better.
Oh, yeah. We're doing this next time.
Yeah. It's so much better than doing the whole hog. It's ready to go. You pull it quick. It's consistently cooked. There aren't overdone and underdone parts.
There's lots of bark.
Right.
You get no bark on a hog.
Right. And you get to have to pick through all the bones and all the other stuff. And this is just that's
it's a tradition, but it's a mess.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's many of our listeners that say, oh, that's bull, you know, or that's pig. Hogwash. There's the term I'm looking for. But at the end of the day,
you'll need some when you're done cleaning up that mess.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. At the end of the day, the meat's better and the process is easier. Now, if you wanted to have the effect of boy pulling that big old hog off the grill and or off the smoker and have everybody see it, right? Just get a little suckling pig and use it for decoration.
That's right.
They sell those, and cook that thing up and leave it on the table with the apple in its mouth and eat the good pork that should come from the pork butts that are cooked consistently,
yes.
Flavorful, bark filled,
seasoned
properly. Yeah, all
it's,
of that.
It's hard to season a whole hog. I mean, you got to pour the gullet full of salt. You
yep.
should score the skin and cover that thoroughly with salt.
Yep.
And you're still not getting, you're not penetrating. You're yep. not getting smoke penetration either. The skin gets it all.
Yep.
Gardening. I have a neighbor who's, like I told you, he's a horticulturalist, and he's got this garden that makes me not want to ever let him see mine. But
yeah,
he
right.
still comes
yeah,
over
I
and
get
helps
it.
Me.
Yeah.
But he doesn't work at all. He's retired, and he just gardens.
So he works in
all
the garden.
All the time.
Yeah.
And he's helped me, but I'll tell you what, this rain or lack of has not. So
right.
I'm watering like crazy, and I bet you a lot of our listeners are struggling and tending with trying to get all those
yeah.
gardens. Because there's this big push for gardening this year because, you know, people are watching supply chain disruptions and
right.
all sorts of problems with shipping and all this
well
stuff.
In the South, which provides a lot of our fruit and vegetables this time of year until ours grow, are suffering from the drought as well and huge heat, and it's impacting all of that stuff. And you can irrigate, right, but it's just some of those fields just don't get it, and some of the produce that we're getting is limited as
yeah.
a result.
Yeah. Yeah, asparagus. I ran all over a couple days ago trying to find asparagus, couldn't.
Yep.
I ended up way west of Jenison
yeah.
on
out in the muck,
Port Sheldon
muck
Road and
territory.
All those stands. Nope. Just yep. sold out.
It's yeah.
like
right.
Day late.
Yeah.
And I've noticed online weird, huge military movements around the country. It's not much in the news, but there's people posting videos all over of giant trains of, I mean, you'd think that the war was going to be here on our continent instead of whatever they're trying to cook up overseas. But there's helicopters and bombers and stuff landing all over the place, continental U.S. Never seen movement like that. So I don't know what the heck's going on, but I just wanted to bring it up because it's not in the news.
Right.
And that's also weird.
Yeah. Well, I think it's maybe there's some control there. Who knows?
Anyway, it's disturbing to see our military on our soil doing things that, you know.
Well, you know, the military always knows things before we do.
Yeah.
I mean, rightfully so.
Hopefully.
And then, you know, preparedness is part of what we do. And it's one of those things is you know, how much fault would everybody find if we got surprised by something?
Yeah, it's happened
right?
before.
I mean, so they're going to be prepared, and if it takes moving equipment around to do that, more power to them, baby.
Yeah.
Get it where it needs to be,
because
that's what they're supposed to do, you know?
Yeah.
They aren't there to make friends.
And you got to be careful who you follow, what you believe, what you see, because there's also lots of posers out there.
Yep.
So for
the upcoming weekend, I had a little catering gig on Friday, only like 35 people for a wedding reception.
Mm-hmm.
But I did a brisket, and I put it on my big green egg, and I got the temperature at about 240 when I'm smoking it. But in the first hour and a half, it got all the way up to 125 degrees and a 240 right out of the fridge. I mean, seasoned, trimmed, and seasoned it and put it on. I think this warm weather impacts my equipment, and it works more efficiently because the ambient air is as warm as it is right now. That was my tip is, don't rely on your regular cooking times
because
stuff is cooking faster.
Especially
in this heat.
When you're smoking, and we all like to smoke in the cold weather.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
But anyway, coming up next, let's talk about the perfect burger. If this is warming up for the 4th of July, I'm betting there's going to be a bunch of those on the grill. And we got some tips and maybe some techniques for you. And maybe you set up that burger bar as well. So you listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM all over this great state of Michigan. Stick with us. We'll be back.